Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the right-hander deals, and the pitch hit high in the air, deep left center field. Mitchell going over to the track, nearing the wall. He's out of room. It's into the Brewer bullpen, and Bryce Harper with a two-run home run to give the Phillies the lead here in the sixth.
And the lead they kept the rest of the night. The Phillies win last night, Hugh Douglas. They get a home run from Castellanos. They get a home run for Bryce Harper there. And by the way, Hugh, that Bryce Harper power is back. We're back.
And Castellanos has been quietly consistent the last couple weeks now.
Well, the other thing I noticed, but you know, this is, speaking of quiet on Castellanos, he has not only moved, or I guess this happened a few weeks ago, he moved to the cleanup spot. Have you noticed Topper's left him in the cleanup spot, even with Alec Bohm back? I think Nick Castellanos is our cleanup hitter as we head towards October. That hasn't changed. But a home run by Nick last night. Bryce hits one out. The Bryce power is back. And then, of course, you, the biggest story of the game last night was Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler is incredible. I think we almost sometimes get lulled to sleep with steady excellence. Because it's like, Zach Wheeler doesn't go out there, Hugh, very often and have a 15-strikeout game. Right? He doesn't have, like, enormous, wow, this was his best start of the year. It's always the same, right? It's seven innings, one or two runs, eight or nine strikeouts, a walk or two, maybe sometimes none. He's just steady, the best pitcher on the team, and steady one of the top, I don't know, four or five pitchers in all of baseball all the time.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where when I think about him and I think about, you know, what he's been done and his consistency, that's what he talks about, where he projects himself to be and where he wants to be as a pitcher's concerned. So, yeah, it's pretty cool to see him having the season that he's having. Because, you know, Joe, it's funny because we were witnesses to this before it even started.
In spring training.
Yeah, when he was talking about, you know, his new pitch and everything and how, you know, he was excited for the upcoming season.
Wow, he's been incredible. Let's hear Bryce Harper after the game talking about Zach Wheeler as he makes a push for Cy Young consideration.
Yeah, I mean, he's Cy Young. I mean, it's not even a question now. Just the way he's kind of throwing, the way he's been doing it all year long. I mean, he deserves it. He deserved it 3 years ago or 2 years ago, too, when they robbed him of it. So, you know, he deserves it this year, no doubt.
Well, so look, I love that Bryce is wants his guy to win it. I don't think it's no doubt. I mean, Chris Sale has had an incredible season for the Atlanta Braves. Hugh, if I had to guess, I think Chris Sale is going to win the award, and it's going to be the second place finish for Zach Wheeler. But man, he's had a great year. I mean, he's had a Cy Young kind of season. It's just that Chris Sale probably was a little bit better.
Yeah. Then you talk about, you know, what the Braves are going through down there. I mean, that probably would be something to kind of, you know, give him the nod to win it.
Well, he's been great. I mean, they've both been great. I mean, they've been the two best pitchers in the National League without question. They're going to finish 1-2 in the voting. And Wheeler has really made a push. He hasn't allowed more than two runs, I believe, in a game since, I think, the end of July. He got hit around by the Yankees the last week of July, and since then,
I think that's
then,
what I recall that.
It's been dominant. So he's been excellent, and he's. I can't wait to watch him in October here. So the magic number to make the playoffs of the Phillies is now one. To clinch the NL East, four. To clinch a bye, seven. And by the way, last night with the victory, the Phillies officially won the season series over the Brewers. So they have that lockdown, which basically gives them, I think they have like a, is it four? I think they're up four in the standings over Milwaukee, but that is really five when you factor in the tiebreaker. So we're going to have a bye in the first round. It's a matter of do they have the number one seed or not. All right, speaking of the rest of the season, they've got the Mets after Milwaukee today. Then they come home for Chicago starting next week, and they finish with the Nationals. During that Chicago series, we're doing a cool event at the Yards Tap Room next Wednesday.
Okay.
Come on out. It's part of the Kyle Schwarber Schwarbarm Squad next Wednesday at Yards Brewing for the Cubs game. I'll be there. Everyone's invited to come on out. And proceeds from every Philly standard that's bought goes to Schwarber's Hometown Heroes, which obviously that is for neighborhood heroes and a benefit first responder. So it's going to be a great event. event next Wednesday at Yards Brewing Company. I'm excited to be there, and maybe the Phillies will clinch. Who knows? Maybe a bye or the number one seed the night we're there. So next Wednesday night for the Cubs game, Yards Tap Room. Excited to be there for the event, and it all goes to the Schwarberhood Neighborhood Heroes. And the camo shirts, $10. They're really cool. So come on out, hang out next Wednesday. We'll tell you more about it as we get close. But excited for that as the Philly season comes down the stretch. 215-592-9494. Fabian is in Miami. I think we had an apology to Hugh Douglas. What's up, Fabian?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
We got you, man.
Got you, Fabian.
Hey, Hugh. I'm sorry, Hugh.
Fabian. You don't have to apologize to me, man. Listen, I appreciate, number one, I appreciate you listening to the show, and I appreciate your passion. And you never have to apologize to me for feeling the way that you feel, because that's a, you know what I equate this job to? Is two guys sitting at the bar talking about sports. So you never have to apologize if we don't agree with each other's opinion when it comes to sports. Never.
Hey, Hugh, your next plant-based product is on me, man.
Next product's on him. How about that?
I caught that.
I caught it too. Fabian, we love you, man.
He is in Miami.
Yeah, he is. He can get the good stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. We had a little apology there to Hugh Douglas. We're still waiting for your apology to Nick Cassiano. Is that coming out?
No, that ain't about to happen.
I mean, come on.
Wait a minute. What am I apologizing to? I can't even say it. What am I apologizing to you for?
Because you told us that Bryce Huff was, first of all.
22 sacks, man.
I still believe that's the case. Oh, you do not. 215-592-9494. 94-94. On the other side, your calls, and we'll hear from Nick Sirianni with his press conference on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WI.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.